Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Jill Marie Moores about haunted Hollywood.
When someone passes like that under the influence of something, whether it be drugs, alcohol, whatever it may be, And they're in this state, as you described, either the spinny or the wobbly. Is it essentially a state that you know, in the living, you would eventually sober up and kind of come out of it? Are they able to sober up on the other side if they passed in that state?
They can. So that too is a really interesting question. So if you have chronic abuse, usually the wobbly in the they're indicators either of the death, what happened at the time of death, if it was drug intoxication or alcohol or a mixture, because sometimes it will show wobbly spinny and they'll say, I don't know, there's drugs and alcohol. And they'll say, yes, they can come out of it. And sometimes, even though they're presenting spinny or wobbly or both, they're more aware. They know what happened to them. They're at a point where they need to reconcile. I like to leave religion out of all of my readings because everybody's different and I don't want to leave anybody out. So I just use dimensions as the word. So what can happen in a state that if the death was caused by alcohol or drugs or both, what can happen is they can transition but not cross, and they need to figure things out. They need to reconcile different things. They need to be remorseful for certain things before they can peacefully cross. And they can, it's happened. Sometimes, you know, it just, again, depends on who it is, but the more chronic the issue, they tend to, it takes them a little bit longer to transition. Whereas with others, I can tell you what I find fascinating is that there are some that have committed suicide under the influence and they've crossed right over. So it just kind of depends on the situation. But I think, for some reason, Michael Jackson is just, he doesn't get it. It's like he cannot he can't quite get it.
Okay. Has there been anyone else that has had accounts of encountering the spirit of Michael Jackson after his passing, whether it be at that property or any other?
Apparently, well, there have been people that have told me that they've, there's one person that said that they were at the ranch and that after his death and they saw what they thought was an apparition. I've also seen, you know, stories online that people have thought they have seen his apparition. I don't doubt it because he wanders. He is the epitome of a wandering soul.
Okay.
And I think maybe, you know, just my opinion, that whole thing about where he is in transition is I really think it's because in order to go to the next dimension, to pass, to cross peacefully and be at peace, you do have to have some type of remorse and understanding. You have to reconcile out of that transition. So some of it may be a lot having to do not just with the drug use, but with what he may have done. You know what I'm saying? So until he comes to that term where he can reconcile out of that, then I think that's what's going to kind of keep him where he is, wandering around.
Yeah. Very interesting, and obviously a case like that, such a high-profile individual who passes is to, you know, someone getting the idea, oh, he's still around, but he's in this form now, and he's there. And it seemed when he was living, you know, many interviews towards the end, there was obviously a lot of, there was a sense of confusion as far as, you know,
yeah.
what he grasped as reality, as what others felt of him, or what he felt of others, or what the world really was. So it's almost like it the confusion amplified tenfold when he's on the other side.
That's very true. That's a great way to explain that. That makes, you know, from my perspective, it makes a lot of sense why it's not just the drug use and the amount of drug in his system at the time doesn't help. Like you said, the altered sense of reality that was going on before his life ended and whatnot. So it's just he is. I hope one day. I have been to his the mausoleum, the grand mausoleum where he is interred. I have been right by his niche, and it's odd. It's just odd. Like I said, how he communicates. He's lost. He knows what he doesn't know, and he's kind of trying to figure it out, but doesn't know how to figure it out. And there's only so much I can do. So it's just he'll wander. I believe at the mausoleum. I strongly feel that. I believe that he's definitely he's focused in an upstairs location in Holmby Hills. It seems like to me a wing that I see, more so a specific wing, and that's what I told Coroner Harvey about. But then it's just odd. He's odd. He is probably one of the more odd souls I've dealt with,
which is interesting. It just the characteristically a very odd man in life, and characteristically a very odd man in death as well.
Yeah, yeah, and that is pretty. It's pretty standard. Usually a spirit will have retained the same essence, their soul, their personality traits as in life, as in death. Like if they were loud and funny, they're going to be loud and funny more of the times than not, unless there's something affecting them. I had a comedian come through once that I didn't know who he was until the person told me it made perfect sense, who did nothing but swear and said his name, and then they were like, oh my God, that is so him. Mm-hmm. But it's just funny. They retain that very same signature most times.
Sure. It's funny how we find that, like, oh, well, how odd is that? And it's really not odd. It's like, why would it change? Why would you suddenly have a different personality on the other side? Yeah. You were talking about being at the Hollywood Hills Cemetery there, where Michael Jackson is buried, and obviously many other people are buried there. What's the sense that you get in the cemetery?
Okay, I've done a little walking through the grounds, but I've been in the Grand Mausoleum a couple of times, and that's where Elizabeth Taylor is interred, Michael Jackson, Carol Lombard, Clark Gable. I've been to their sites. There is a tremendous amount of energies that, meaning one of the big things that I think is funny is that people are like, oh, cemeteries are all haunted. It's usually one of the last places spirit want to go.
Yeah.
They usually want to go places that they loved, but sometimes they do communicate. But I have to say the Grand Mausoleum has some egotistical spirit energies that pass through the times that I've been there. One of the funnier things that kind of freaked even me out, I was with a dear friend of mine whose family is interred there. That's how I ended up going into the mausoleum. We were actually going, I brought flowers to bring to Clark Gable and Carol Lombard and Carol Lombard's mother's niches. And we were walking, it's a huge place, and it's just amazing to begin with, just to wander through there. I believe Jean Harlow's there as well. Never picked up on her. So we're wandering. We were actually headed towards Michael Jackson's area, I believe. He was further down. And I picked up on a spirit literally just passing through, this little guy with a big kind of hat and nose, but he was a little guy. And he's like, oh, it's lovely to see you again. And I stopped, and my friend who was ahead of me, who knows the layout, who was guiding me, I said, wait a minute. I said, we can't go straight. We've got to turn here. I got this spirit that just came through, and he wants to show us something. So she's like, okay. So she turned around and she came back. And like I said, this was just passing through. He came like flying through in our path. And we took a left and we went down this one annex, and I'm looking around and I'm like, he says, I'm here, meaning he's there. So I'm looking around, I'm looking around. And my friend Jane, who was the one giving me the tour, she goes, Jill, look up. And I looked up, and right under where I was standing, right above from where I was standing underneath, was Otto Winkler's niche, which Otto Winkler was killed in the plane crash with Carol Lombard and her mother. It was her PR, her press secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like really freaked out by that, because we were there to bring flowers. I was bringing flowers to Carol, but we were going to make a pit stop at Michael's place. But he came by and showed us where he was. And I would have never known. I'd not ever been in that area before. And if it wasn't for Jane even realizing where we were and what I was standing underneath and looking around trying to make sense of it all, that was pretty interesting. Another very interesting spirit contact that I've had at the mausoleum was one of the yogis, one of the... I can't pronounce his name, but he's one of the big, I think he is Buddhist, but a very well-known yogi came through. I actually sat and did some meditation outside of his niche. Very peaceful. He came through. I got a little bit of Clark and a little bit of Carol's mother and Elizabeth Taylor. Just a hint on it. Was just a fleeting, actually I had a premonition Elizabeth Taylor was going to pass before she did, which I thought that to have her come through there was really interesting. My kids thought, they're like, no, Elizabeth Taylor's not going to die, and she, the news that next morning was she had passed.
Sure.
So it was odd. So it's just fleeting. Like, there's, other than Otto Winkler and the yogi in the mausoleum, there's some, like I said, there's some older stars that I didn't recognize names to, that there was a communication. Oh, the Dolly sisters. There was a big thing about the Dolly sisters.
Mm-hmm.
when I was there that Mark Masick, who is a great author and Hollywood historian, he and Jane had taken me there. And there was a communication with one of them. I think the one that was injured that had some kind of scars on her face, if I remember correctly. But yeah, it's fleeting. It's to me, it's just a fascinating place to walk.
Sure.
And see what happens in my world. But cemeteries like Walking Grounds, Hollywood Forever Cemetery, it's usually not the places they want to be.
Yeah.
Meaning they just don't hang out there.
It's not a place that they would have spent much time in their living life. So why would they want to be there in the afterlife? I mean, I understand some of it, you know, it's a little different with a place like some of these cemeteries, just the prestigiousness of it. It's almost as if it's your new home. This is a new, you know, amazing mansion that no one else is in. So I could see it being a little, I guess, having more odds of having someone who's passed at least being curious about where their body is now at, more so than if they were just at the cemetery down the road. A little more clout at something like that. Let's talk about one more place before we wrap things up for today. The Rainbow Room on Sunset. I know there's a lot of activity there.
Oh my gosh. That's one of my favorite places to go now. So I was with Elisa Jordan of LA Woman Tours, and we went there, and Lemmy Kilmeister is... Before we went to the Rainbow Room, she took me by Lemmy's apartment, which is off of Sunset, which was off of Sunset, across the street and around the corner from the Rainbow Room. And he is very much present. He is very much interactive. He is very much communicative. I felt him come through at the apartment. He was very, very present in the Rainbow Room. There's a ton of memorabilia dedicated in his name, and for those of people that don't know who Lemmy Kilmeister is, he was in Motorhead, and there is even a bench at the end of the bar in the Rainbow Room that says Lemmy sat here, with a big bronze type of statue near it. But he is very present. He is, I have to say, not knowing him in life, he is just chill. He is totally at peace. He totally loves hanging out there. I actually went up to the Vampire Lair, where Alice Cooper, John Lennon, and whatnot used to have their little... It's a little tiny room located in a hidden area of the Rainbow Room on the second floor. And it's literally tiny. It's a tiny, tiny room. And they used to say it was the Vampire's Lair. But Lemmy is so present. He loves people to come talk about him. He loves to interact with people. He likes to prank people. He's just a very jovial, very at peace, happy. He's crossed. He's no longer suffering. Really great experience. And I have to, I'm going to be completely honest, I was not a Motorhead fan.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, so I really wasn't familiar with him, but I have to say, knowing his essence now, he's like totally chill. Like, he just wants, this is where he wants to be. He hangs out in his old apartment. He goes over to the Rainbow Room, interacts, from what I've been told by different people, with some stories. They've had some Lemmy sightings, and I totally believe it, because he is very present, very, very present, and very grateful for his memory that's been so well preserved at the Rainbow Room.
That's interesting. It's someone who, where you spend the time there, you, and you're still hanging out, going back and forth to your old haunts, no matter, literally. That's good.
It's pretty cool how they gravitate, and I'm not surprised by that. I just think it's cool that they gravitate to the places that they loved. But he is really pretty much very present. Even before we got to when Elisa was talking about him in the backseat, he came through, and I'm like, I don't know where we are in relationship to his apartment, but he's here right now. And she goes, oh, well, like literally right around the corner.
Wow.
He came through. He's very much present. And a lot of people get confused because they mistake that if they're here, meaning if they're interacting and communicating and aware of what's going on in the physical world, then how can they be at peace? That's not being at peace. Why do they want to be here? Because they want to be here. It's free will. So that is the answer, is that I can best explain, is that they're going to go places that they love, that they're comfortable with. So
With a place like the Rainbow Room, where I'm going to assume that there's probably more than just Lenny hanging out there as a spirit. When you have things like that, do you have basically, you know, other ghosts interacting with each other, helping with each other's pranks or whatever they may be doing?
Sometimes, yes. There are other energies present. I am pretty sure Judy Garland was there. She didn't communicate well, but we actually had dinner there. So, and then Elisa gave me a little tour and we went up to, like I said, the vampire lair. But Judy Garland did come through, but she wasn't, it was more an observation as versus communication. Sometimes they do communicate with one another. Again, it depends on what they want mutually, because there are, here's an example. I use this example a lot. I had done a reading for a family that lost several members of their family in a car crash. And I said, I hate to tell you this, one member does not, you know, want to be with the other. So they're at peace, but they don't communicate. They choose not to communicate. And that what was relayed to me is that's how they were in life. Mm-hmm. That it was kind of like a forced thing that they were together anyway, but it just depends. Sometimes, yes, they do. John Belushi is very present at the Chateau Marmont, as are some other spirits. The Chateau Marmont is has probably one of the strongest impacts on me, as far as I had lunch there one day and had some interesting things happen. But it's very dizzying. There's so much spirit energy. The Rainbow Room has a lot more spirit energy. The Chateau Marmont has a lot. The Roosevelt Hotel, I've spent two nights there and had some really strange things with witness happen. Those types of places, especially places where a lot of celebrity and even just everyday people, there are, in the Roosevelt, there is one spirit of a male that's not a celebrity that is very active in the pool area of the Roosevelt Hotel. So it's not just celebrity energies. It's inundated with a lot of energy. These are hot spots for decades and decades. So they just have, they're imprinted by the living over time.
That wraps up part two of our interview with Jill Marie Moores about haunted Hollywood. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.